WTFR.
Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. The whole idea that they're now going down the mandatory tests road over here in Australia. They're trying to say, okay, well, if you don't take a COVID test, then we're going to fine you billions and billions and billions of dollars until you fucking do take the test. Yeah, right. What are they going to do? Put me in fucking prison because I refuse to pay a fine because I wouldn't allow them to stick something up my fucking nose? You know, fat chance that's going to happen. I'm a single father with my daughter full-time at home with me at the present time. What are they going to do? Lock me up and take my daughter away from me because I refuse to have these cotton bud motherfuckers up my nose? Hey, listen up, cops. Listen up, authority. You cops, by the way, you should have fucking taken our side by now. You know the shit that you're enforcing is bullshit. Absolute bullshit. Shame on fucking you. You're so un-Australian. The media and the fucking government continuously throw this at us. It's un-Australian. It's un-Australian. No, I'll talk about un-Australian. What you're enforcing is un-Australian. There's no more mateship in this country anymore. It's fucking gone. We've been taken over by China. We've been taken over by fucking Arabs and fucking Muslims from Indonesia. We've been taken over left, right, and goddamn center from all these fucking boat people and using force at all. And now you're enforcing this fucking ridiculous law that if we don't have something stuffed up our nose, if we refuse to get forced to have something stuffed up our nose, even if we don't believe in this fucking Wu flu, right? And then all of a sudden we're going to get this massive fucking fine. What are you going to do? Start taking our sons and daughters away from us? Just listen up. The one saying I do agree on is that you take away a man's children and you've truly left him with nothing left to live for. And that's when shit is going to hit the fan. When you start fucking separating families, that's when the shit is going to fucking hit the fan. You mark my fucking words. Right? I'm not getting one of your fucking ridiculous tests. Alright, you little pussy cops and pussy authorities and pussy media that ran off and put a mask on your face to suit a higher agenda, in order to suit a higher agenda, yous are nothing but fucking pussies. I'm not worried about catching a flu. My daughter's not worrying about catching a flu. My son's not worried about catching a fucking flu. Alright? You can fuck off. Yeah, what are you gonna do? Fucking come and pick me up? And say, oh, well, your daughter's on her own now, or your daughter has to go to her home. Good fat fucking chance with that. You know, she'll just run every chance she fucking gets. She's not going to be fucking sticking around. You try and put her in a home or something like that. She's fucking out of there, Jack. You wouldn't have a fucking clue where she's gone. Bullshit. This is absolute bullshit. You're forcing us into a corner there. This is a road you really don't want to go down. Okay? You cops and you fucking doctors that fucking know better should stop enforcing this, quit, and fucking stand side by side with us. That's what you need to start fucking doing. This is getting out of fucking hand. Mandatory fucking tests. This is forced fucking medication, mate. That's what this is. You've already forced fluoride on us. You forced chlorine down our fucking throats. Hell, I get a lot of my water from the fucking river and I've never been sick from it. So why would you need chlorine and fucking fluoride in the fucking water? Hmm? You fucking morons. Fucking pathetic. Been lying to the public for God knows how long. It's about goddamn time you fucking stop. You know, more and more people are getting fed up. It's only a matter of time. And I guess this is what you want, isn't it? You know, you want a revolt so that you can put us in our place and fucking lock us up behind closed doors and lock us up in prison and shit like that. That's what you're fucking after. Well, you'll get it, but not before there's going to be bloodshed. This is not a bloodshed that you want, not on you or your families. You need to knock this the fuck off. Mandatory fucking tests. Soon it'll be mandatory fucking vaccinations. My ass. You go near my son and my daughter with these fucking needles and you see what happens. You fucking see what happens. Yous are dogs. You cops need to quit. You doctors that understand what's going on and you doctors that want to admit that this is all bullshit, you need to fucking quit. You need to stand up, make your voice heard and say, I publicly resign because this is all bullshit. I've been travelling all over different parts of Australia throughout this crap. Especially Albury and stuff like that because of medical reasons. Not COVID reasons, but medical reasons. Because every time you say medical reasons, automatically they go, oh, it's COVID. Hit by a steamroller, COVID. You know, jumped out of a plane without a parachute, COVID. Oh, hit by a car, COVID. Fucking bullshit, mate. fucking bullshit. Come near my family with any of this toxicity and there's going to be unnecessary bloodshed. Mark my fucking words.
1650 AM, Tunnel under New York.
WTFR.
Where mold is free.
And 107.9 FM in the Victorian Alps.
FM.